it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday. It's October 16th.
Hello.
Beautiful day in LA. The AC's working.
Yeah.
Brigetta's smiling.
Finally.
Walking on air. Walking on air this morning.
Literally. Really? On an air cast. That's okay.
That's good. I like to see you like that. That's the way to do it, man.
Dude, I'm really excited. Yeah. Acupuncture is amazing.
Really? You had some done?
Yeah, the swelling like went down completely and the bruising's going away. I'm like, this is amazing. Why
really?
Did I do this before?
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm just trying not to walk on it like I was doing.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to get it done again like later in the week or like the weekends, because I'm like, this is healing. This
yeah.
is amazing.
And you know what? You know, I'm not into that stuff, but I remember a couple of years ago I had a really bad back pain.
Mm-hmm.
And for 2 weeks I was suffering and people said acupuncture and all this. I said, I don't believe in this. I finally went. And
you don't believe in anything.
I know. It's got to be scientific. At any rate. So, yeah, I guess I'm not that close to the East, you know, as far as these things go.
Good.
But listen, I thought I didn't have anything to lose. So I go there. And so he starts putting needles in me and some on my head as well. Right.
Yeah.
And suddenly I feel like I'm passing out, and I said, I'm like fainting. I'm fainting, right? The next thing I know is like people are trying to turn me over and stuff. I was on my stomach.
Yeah.
People are trying to turn me over and everything, and I'm like going, what's going on? What's going on? And I guess I passed out.
Yeah.
And so what he said was that
you just need to
relax. If your sugar level. No, he said, because I hadn't eaten that day yet, you know.
Yeah.
And I guess your blood sugar level goes down when they do this to you. So whatever, you know, but so I like passed out. But then instead of that, he used those cups. You know what they call those cups?
Yeah, cupping.
And cupping. Mm-hmm. And so he used that instead so I wouldn't pass out again. But I got to tell you, I went there after that one time, 90% was gone.
See, it's
I went
amazing.
Back another time and I was back to normal.
It's so
and
amazing.
I had to admit that it works.
Yeah. It absolutely does. Yeah. It absolutely does. But yeah, well, you have to like relax and let go. Like at first, like, you know, she's poking in needles everywhere and I'm like, it's fine. Like I have no problem with it. But then she hit the nerve and it's like everything that happened to my foot all came back and I was like, ah!
Really?
Yeah, it was
wow.
crazy. But then I was like, fine. And yeah, it's like, I'm better. So
it was painful for a little while
just
then?
This one nerve, I guess, that runs down through the foot. It was so weird.
Wow.
But it was in my leg too. I'd like, nowhere near
wow.
where
it's amazing how they can even find it, you know, those nerves and
I
stuff,
don't know.
You know.
It's all good.
Some nurses can barely find your veins, you know.
I know, right?
Yeah.
You know what's funny though is like I went to BJ's last night to watch the game, which was horrible, by the way.
Really?
I'm so upset.
Who played last night?
Oh, it was I don't even want to talk about it. I'm so mad. I needed Peyton Manning to lose because I hate him.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't hate him, but I was playing fantasy football and the person who I was playing had him. So I needed Chargers to really kick ass. And they were doing well, and I don't know what happened. Like, third quarter, I'm like, this is not happening. It's like I was jinxed.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, Manning is sucking. This is great. And then no.
No.
But you know what's funny is like I get hit on so much more being injured. I'm like, it's so weird.
I told you, it's the damsel.
It's
in distress,
so weird.
That
I'm like,
thing, yeah.
really? Like, what is happening right now? Sure, buy me a drink.
Maybe you seem more vulnerable or something. Who
I don't
knows?
Know.
You know? I mean, guys are crazy.
I can't run away. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They're like, I got her trapped. I got her there.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you know what else is
so
like?
They don't even let you watch the game, huh? Your cousin's
no.
like, hit
I was
on?
Like, what is going on? This is like, okay.
I mean,
it's because, like, I'm a chick who's into football. Maybe that's it, too. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
But then another thing that happened, like, you know what is so rude that I'll have to say that I can't stand? There was this couple right behind me. And, like, I can't move or then I'd be looking at them. But I'm, like, facing this way towards, like, the big TV. And they're sitting right here. sucking face. And it was like so, like right in my ear, and I'm like, oh my God. For like 2 hours.
Really?
I'm like, this is, and it's disgusting. And they're not even drinking, really. I'm like, they gotta be wasted. No. And then it was funny because they don't speak English that well, but they're speaking English to each other. And I'm like, this is weird. Why don't you just speak your language? You know? I'm like, I was trying to like figure it out. And then I'm like figuring out the whole scenario. And they're like making out like all over. The whole bar is looking at them. And I'm like, get a room. And then I'm trying to
figure it out. It's all right in your ear.
But it's right in my ear. Like, it wasn't like I could escape and there was no other booths open. And my friend's looking at me like, haha, I'd switch with you, but I'm looking at it. It's really disgusting. I'm like, and they're like on top of each other too. And they're like, you know, an older, they're like, I don't know, late 40s. Mm-hmm. I guess it wasn't like it was kids.
Yeah. You know? Wow, like, I was picturing kids.
It was just so like, wow. Yeah.
Wow.
And I think they had just met.
Well, at least there's hope for like, older people,
I mean, I'm excited. But, you know, like I said, couples annoy me right now. Anyway. I'm in that mode where I don't want to be.
Yeah, well, if you're in a couple, don't stand in front of her.
Exactly, right now, at this moment. But that was just like, I couldn't believe, you know, somebody was doing, I'm like, do you not realize that you're in public right now?
Yeah,
so anyway.
That's funny. Was the place packed?
Place was, I mean, it was decent.
Yeah, BJ's is nice. I like BJ's.
I like BJ's, yeah.
Yeah, do they have one in Hollywood?
It's in Glendale.
Oh, in Glendale.
Yeah,
okay.
In Glendale.
Because we have one out here in Woodland Hills. That was pretty good.
Yeah. They have good happy hours.
Do they,
like
really?
$5 drinks. And
wow.
I think they were like, I don't know, a couple dollars off pizza, things I don't do, so whatever. I watch.
So drinks are like, so now happy hour is $5. What do drinks cost when it's not happy hour?
It depends what it is. I mean,
I don't go out that much, so I don't know, but I hear $10-$15 a drink.
Sometimes, depends where you are.
Wow.
There, no, I think it would be like probably $7-$8 for like certain martinis and like $10 for like.
Yeah, that's drink. Okay. You
I
know,
don't
but $15
know.
A drink for crying out loud.
Oh, some
in
bars,
some places,
yeah.
And they'll give it to you in a plastic cup or something, you know, it's like, oh my God.
That's happy ending in Hollywood.
Yeah.
They're the ones that do that.
Really?
Yeah. But, you know, I haven't drank in a while, so it was interesting. I ordered a drink because I was like, I feel like I have to. And then it just sat there. And I looked at it, and my friend's like, you're not drinking that, are you? I'm like, uh-uh.
Wow.
I just don't want to.
That's pretty good.
It doesn't
good.
Appeal to me right now.
Wow.
I don't know. It was, like, sugary,
maybe
too.
Maybe you're going through
like,
a transformation or something right
maybe.
Now.
Maybe.
You know?
I guess.
Yeah.
Lord knows I need it. Bring in the good.
I know.
Bring in a hot guy.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, there you go. You had to injure yourself in order to find one, you know. Maybe you'll
I've
draw more of them.
I've got a lot of numbers
them.
Recently. Not that I'm going to use.
Do they ask you for your number, too, or they just offer their
can
number?
Can I Facebook you? What's your Facebook?
Oh,
and that's,
really?
Like, the safest thing to say.
Really?
And, yeah, that's how it starts.
Can I Facebook?
Because I don't give my number out to anybody.
Yeah.
I won't do it.
But that's true. I guess Facebook is pretty good, huh? I mean, times have changed so much, you know, since I did it. I don't know what the hell is going on
Facebook,
now.
Facebook,
you know?
Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually get my Facebook out. I don't care. Because then I can check you out.
Right.
And I can, like, scam on your page and see what, you know, go through. Like,
that's
if you have
true.
A ton of, like, you know, bikini chick photos, I'm like, you're a douchebag. Next, you know. Or I can, like, you know, go through all your stuff and see what kind of person you are.
Right.
You know, and if you're, like, you know, the kind of person I'd be interested in, then I may befriend you. And then if you're just like all over the place, like, no.
Yeah. What amazes me is that all women, they don't like players, yet these players they play a lot. So who is the one that plays with them, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I want to understand.
I hate games, yet I participate in them, but I hate them.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. But then it's like, you know, like, especially like if you're in a relationship and then things get weird, and then it's like a control thing. Like, who's going to control the other?
Yeah.
And then it's a stupid game. And then somebody has to be the bigger person and say, look, what are we
I
doing?
Know.
This
yeah.
is ridiculous.
Be mature about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
I've been through that. I know that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, be happy that you're in the United States, because in India, I guess, did you know that if you're, they born like in different castes, you know, like in, like there's, like, layers of society. Like, if you're born into one, you can't marry someone from another or something.
So they're like the subsidiary, like, areas, like county areas, like.
No. Like, what I mean is, like, people are born into like a certain
like
social
family.
Class,
got
like
it.
A social class.
So it goes back, it dates back in the day, basically.
Yeah, but
what used to happen.
Like, yeah, but that's the thing. I didn't realize it still happens in India. So they have like love commandos where they help the people actually connect. You know. So yeah, just imagine. You know, if you meet someone and you fall in love with him, if he's like richer than you or more respected level than you, then you can't marry them.
That's just that's so wrong.
Yeah, you know.
I think it's so wrong.
And they kill people and stuff. You know, and you think, okay, you know.
And then you wonder why we have messed up families.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Actually, in India, they have way
more respect. Good thing it doesn't happen here, you know?
Yeah. Well, no, I will say that in India, like, their culture, like, they have way much more respect. Like, they just, they learn to, I don't know, they just learn to love. And then, well, most of the time, sometimes it's bad. But, I mean, I feel like their culture in general just has more respect. I don't know. Not saying
well, I don't know. If they kill people, you know, for, you know, for...
Well, that's the other side of the
tracks. Yeah, like honor, you know, honor things and stuff, you know, so I don't know, but...
I believe in eye for an eye.
Yeah.
I do. I have to say, I know this is so messed up, but I kind of believe, like, if you steal, you know, they used to cut, like, hands off.
Right.
Then so be it. Then
yeah, but these guys are only their only crime is to fall in love with each other, you know.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, you know, I will say there are some traditions from way back in the day that I have no problem with.
I see. Okay. You know, so like, you prescribe you subscribe to some older ways of doing
crazy.
Things. Yeah.
Maybe that was my past lives I've lived in. I don't know.
So
anyway.
If it's a rapist, you know, castrate him, things like that.
Yes.
I see.
Absolutely.
Okay. Sounds fair to me.
Everyone knows I'm crazy, so we'll just stick with that. But it's true. I kind of believe in that in a way, because then you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right.
Sounds interesting.
We'll move on.
Yeah. In a few minutes, we'll bring in our guest. We have a guest in the studio, but I just wanted to bring this up in a, you know, Kennebunk Poet, Maine, right?
No,
have
but
have you
okay.
heard of that place?
No.
Okay. I can't even pronounce the damn thing. But... And so I guess what they did is they found out there was a Zumba instructor there that was actually a hooker. So she was betting her customers, and people were coming there and, you know, having sex with her and everything, and under the guise of, you know, working out and all that.
Wait,
so they finally
discovered
this.
Probably because they
She's
sold extends.
She's 29 years old.
I told you they sold extends in my gym. I'm like, this is not happening right now.
Yeah, I know. So they paid her for six in the studio. And she's 29 years old.
Wow.
And yeah, she looks, you know, she looks okay. But 106 counts,
wow.
you know, of alleged prostitution.
Wow.
Now, what they want to do is, that's one thing I don't understand about these prostitutes, they keep lists of their customers, you know.
Oh,
so then the
gosh.
Police got hold of that one, and now they want to release the names of all the guys.
Why would you,
know?
Keep a list?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why would you go to a hooker if, you know,
I don't know.
Give you away?
I don't know. These are answers I can't answer.
Do you
answer
know how embarrassing it would be to have your name published like that? Uh-huh. And they can do that. Some places do that.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
Actually,
To embarrass the Johns.
I do remember that big bust that happened in L.A. with, like, a bunch of celebrities.
Yeah, with Heidi Fleiss.
Yeah. Yeah, the name's released. Absolutely.
I know. No, man, if you go to a hooker, you got to be able... You got to make sure it's discreet.
I wonder why you keep a list. I don't know. You know what? That show was, like, one of my favorite shows. I loved it. It was on HBO or Showtime.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Belle. I know her name is Belle. Diary of a Call Girl.
Oh,
it was a really good show. Anyway,
yeah.
I don't know why that just...
Was that a reality show? Or...
No. It was like based off a book or something. And but that was a true story, I believe, over in London.
Mm.
And then it was this diary of this prostitute.
Yeah.
And it was funny. I mean, it was really funny. And then it shows you the people that come in and whatnot. And a lot of them are businessmen,
mm-hmm.
like major businessmen in really big positions, like that want to be humiliated.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
We were talking about this.
Yeah, it's a really funny show. It's based on a true story.
Right.
But I think she had a list too. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. What's with the lists, man? And the videos too. People take videos. What is it?
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Although I will say, in my private life, I've taken videos.
Which is not very smart, I don't think. I don't see why you would. You know, I mean,
it was fun for the moment.
But once it's on tape, that's it. You don't know where it'll end up.
Well, you know what I
will
say? Because my boyfriend at the time was not living here. He's living far away. So it's like, okay, well, I can't see you every day. We'll Skype. Send you photos.
Wow.
Videos.
So you did a video, huh?
But just to each other. But then you think, like, you break up and you're like, oh, where will that go?
You gotta be a little more careful.
Oh well, maybe you'll be known like Kim Kardashian. That's how she got started. Yeah. Look at her now. Anyway, nothing. I that will not happen to me. No, yeah. No.
Good.
I don't want that.
Good.
Not
then
that.
Find out where it is and bury it.
Not that kind of publicity. I do not need that. A lot of publicity is good publicity, but nothing.
Yeah, not that kind. No.
No. No.
All right. Well, let's bring in our studio, who's been, our guest in the studio, who's been sitting here so patiently.
Yes.
And his name is Oliver. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Brigitta, why don't you introduce him to us? Tell us who he is.
Sure. And... Oliver Shoko. And did I say it right? Shoko? I did it. Yay.
Close enough.
No.
Okay.
That's okay. Close enough. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Why don't you tell us how it's pronounced?
Shoku.
Shoko.
Okay.
Shoku.
Okay.
Didn't I say that? I don't know how I said it. All right. I apologize now.
There'll be a test later.
Okay. Uh-oh. But he has the Harley in Glendale, and he's in charge of like the Love Ride that's coming up, and I'm gonna let him talk about how amazing this is and how it benefits. It's an awesome charity, so
great.
Talk about
well,
it.
Let's find out about the Love Ride, and then we'll find out a little bit about you and Harley Davidson and all that stuff. So,
sure.
So you own a Harley Davidson dealership in Glendale?
Yes.
Wow. How long have you had that?
Since 1976, and it's a family-run business, so...
it's been around for a while.
The children are actually running it, so I still pretend that I'm working there, but I love doing the Love Ride and other events, and I still stay in touch, but my children are the primary movers and shakers out there, and they do all the day-to-day operation of the business, which is kind of nice, so
I'll step back. That's why you raise kids, you know, so you,
there you,
so you
go.
Can rest.
There's a little payoff there in the end. Sometimes.
I will say the general manager is very hot, so that's your son. Kudos.
Yeah, in case you're listening, son, then you'll know. Well, this is cool. So tell us a little bit about the Love Ride. I've heard something about it before, but never in detail. So tell us what it is. Is this organized by Harley Davidson?
Well, it's actually organized by us, Harley Davidson Glendale. Uh-huh. Harley Davidson Motor Company became a corporate sponsor of the Muscular Dystrophy Association back in 1981. Mm-hmm. And then we started doing fundraising events for muscular dystrophy. We used to do what was called a Biker's Carnival. It was like a kiddie carnival, but with a little adult, tilt to it. We had, wet t-shirt concert and dunk tank when in the hot day ladies would get naked and jump in. And so it was a lot of fun.
Wow.
But that
sounds like a lot
that
of fun
was back in the early 80s. And then we decided what we're going to do, a more respectable kind of family kind of stuff in 1984. And that's when the name Love Ride came about. And we called it the Love Ride because I realized after doing those carnivals that, gee, this is a lot of work.
Yeah.
This is really a labor of love. So we're going to call it the Love Ride. And since then, it became the world's largest one-day motorcycle fundraising event. So far, we've raised $24 million for various charities. It started out muscular dystrophy, and then we've been responsive to a multitude's needs. And right now, this year, the 29th annual, heading up to the big 30th next year, we're benefiting the USO, which is a veterans benefit.
Right.
The USO is probably the most topical and charitable cause in our nation right now, and that's why we chose it. It satisfies the needs of returning veterans. It's the most enduring. It's been around since 1941.
Oh, wow.
And it helps take care of their needs, provide critical support and morale-boosting programs for our troops and their families, and they're committed until every one of our soldiers come home.
Right.
In California alone, there are some 300,000 returning GIs from the Iraqi and Afghan war. And nationwide, I heard this number is amazing. 2 million veterans have served out there, so they all come out here. As you know, they're having a hard time.
Yeah.
Right.
And they need to. They deserve better. And so the USO can help them find it.
Yeah,
so
we talk about that sometimes. How difficult it is for a soldier to come back. You know.
Right. Right. Yeah. But going back to the Love Ride, it's still going on this year. We have George Thorogood and the Destroyers going to perform for us, so it should be a party. You've heard that tune, you know.
Yeah.
One beer, one scotch, or one.
I know that song.
Yeah, it goes kind of like one whiskey, one scotch, and one beer or something. Yeah. Anyway, he's going to rock it up. And then Can't Heat and the Strawberry Alarm Clock is our lineup.
Wow.
You know, if you're back from the 60s, you'd recognize all those names.
Yeah.
I know George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I haven't heard about the other ones either, and I grew up in the 60s, but what do I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that'd be cool.
So Jay Leno is our Grand Marshal. He's been our Grand Marshal ever since the inception of the ride. Willie G. Davidson, who's the grandson of the founder of the Harley-Davidson Motor Company, is a big supporter. He's only missed two love rides during the last 29 years, and he's going to be out there. We have, you know, Grand Marshals like Peter Fonda and Robert Patrick from Terminator fame. That's and so cool. forth.
Right.
They're all going to be out there to support us, and we're giving a motorcycle away.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can get
that's,
online.
That's worth it just for that, man.
Yeah.
www.loveride.org or .com, and you'll qualify. You're automatically getting entered into a raffle drawing for a brand new Harley-Davidson Slim, 2013 Softail model.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then there's
a whole bunch of that bike normally sells for about $16,000 plus charges plus
freight setup. That's a prize.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a really
and it's
bike.
All for a good cause.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah.
We do that as a gesture to give the audience something exciting to look forward to. It's not as fun as going to the football game, of course, but it's kind of like that. And a lot of prizes out there, and it's a fun day. You know, we start out in Glendale at Harley-Davidson Glendale on San Fernando Road, and then we ride up to Castaic Lake. Mm-hmm. There are 22 other Harley-Davidson dealers that are supporting the Love Rides, so they're all going to organize their own rides from their respective dealerships. To Castaic. And then, it's barbecue time. We have some food trucks there. We have anything from like event food, hot dogs, hamburgers to lobsters. You know?
Wow.
So you can have your pick of what you want to eat and then enjoy some great, music.
Right.
That's great. I was just wondering, can you camp there too?
Well, there's camping out there at Castaic. Castaic's only like 45 minutes north of LA, so you don't really need to go out there and camp if you unless
drink
you want
too
to.
Much.
Well,
yeah.
Well, we are going to serve beer, but we're going to serve it responsibly, and hopefully everybody will,
Yeah. So now, is this only like open for riders? I mean, because it's a ride, right? I mean, I can't drive my car there.
Sure, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Well,
if you want, if you don't mind mixing with a bunch of bikers and check them out,
That'd be awesome.
That's what I'm gonna have to do.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not riding anywhere.
Not unless you're going to put a crutch on each side, which my friends who, they went to actually the Glendale Harley this weekend. They came to visit, and they went to San Diego event, and they came back through, and they almost convinced me to get on the bike.
And I'm like, you need training wheels.
I'm like, I can't. I'm on crutches. They're like, well, he told a crutch, and I'm like, this is not safe at all. They're like, we'll patch it on. I'm like, this is crazy.
Well, you can be a passenger.
Yeah, no, I was going to be a passenger, and they were going to strap the crutches on. I'm like, this is crazy. I almost did it. I was almost talked into it, and then I was like, no.
Well, come on out. I mean, you can drive out there, and there's parking up there.
You know what? I should come out, and I should sign the catalogs, because I'm the cover of the new catalog that's out.
You should.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
There you go. No, I didn't know you were going to be on the cover. I knew you did some modeling for Harley.
Yeah. I'm the cover of it. Well, it's my back on the cover, but it's on the cover, and then I'm on the inside, and then there's most of the stores have, like, the big banners.
Right.
They haven't come in, I don't think, to your store yet.
If you had the banners, you would know it's her. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the banners.
You gotta call them, tell them
where's my banner. Not all the stores have the banners yet, I've noticed, but which is weird because you guys are a big store, so I would have thought they would have been there. But I was walking in Huntington Beach, and I'm like, I'm in the window. That's cool.
Oh.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, I'll go try to find that banner. See where it's at.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe your kids put it somewhere, you know, in another room or something, you know.
No, I don't think they're there yet. Yeah.
But I wanted to ask you, you know, I mean, talking about training wheels and stuff, and I asked her, I said, how does somebody learn how to ride a Harley? I mean, it's a big motorcycle, and if you had never ridden before, you know, it can fall on you, just like it did on her, you know.
Well, that was my own fault.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's the point, though, is that you can make mistakes.
Well, you make mistakes in a car, too.
Yeah, but it's not...
You make mistakes walking.
But it doesn't injure you.
Yeah, you can get injured crossing Ventura Boulevard here. Yeah.
No, that's true. That's true. But, but, you know, I mean, it's different, I think, because you learn it to ride if you'd never ridden before. What do you do?
Well, you know, if you can ride operate a bicycle, you can operate a motorcycle, if you can go through the shifting gears and stuff. But the best way to really learn, and nowadays, since there are all these different motorcycle training classes all over, is to sign up for one and go through that process, because that would be the best bet. And if you go through one of those classes, then you automatically qualify to, you know, waive the riding requirement as far as your DMV test. So you just take the written test and you get your license, and then you also, in some of the classes, you get insurance breaks on your insurance when you're getting ready to buy your own bike.
So, right.
And you know, you never know enough. And I've been riding all my life, and every now and then I go sit through a class, and every now and then. You know, learn something. So and they do have advanced courses for folks that are, you know, experienced riders. So that's really the best way to do it. And
would you recommend someone start with a smaller motorcycle, maybe not even a Harley, just to get a feel of a motorcycle?
Well, you know, a lot of countries have that PALT program where you have to start out small and then gradually graduate to larger bikes. But in the U.S., once you get your motorcycle license, you can ride anything on two wheels, whether it's 50 cc's or 2,000 cc's.
No, but I'm just saying when you're learning to in order to get your license.
It's probably a better idea, because you know, it may be
Harley is a big machine, you know. You need to be able to tame it, I think, you know.
Yeah.
It's a big motorcycle, man. I mean, I'd love to do it, you know. It just sometimes they seem too intimidating because they are big. It's like a car. I mean,
they are, but once they get rolling, they're all the same size.
Yeah.
And anyway, I mean, you know, I know Brigitte is interested, and you know, we have a lot of ladies that are joining us. You know, like I think right now nationally, 14% of our new riders, our buyers, are ladies.
Wow.
Well, a lot of their new stuff I was looking at too, like a lot of the new bikes are there's some geared towards women, and even when like I was doing the photo shoot, I was like, this one's mine. I was like petting it, like it's so pretty. And but yeah, I've noticed like I think Harley too has changed a lot of that too, and like even the new clothing that's come out, it's like geared more towards women. Like a lot of the clothes that have come out, I would wear it. It's very cute. It's very stylish. It's very they've changed a lot. I'd say.
The story of Harley is pretty interesting, because you know, I mean, it used to be sort of like groups on the fringe and stuff, and now it's so mainstream, you know, that everybody would love to have a motorcycle.
Yeah, it's got that rebel image, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, motorcycling is kind of on the edge anyway, but then Harley Davidson, especially, you know, starting with Hollywood movies, the wild ones, and some of the Peter Fonda movies and all that, kind of portrayed this rebel image of Harley. So we're all kind of rebels. Sometimes weekend warriors for some of the suit and tie guys to get out there and get all leathered up.
So that's true. So some people really don't ride during the week, right? It's a weekend thing for them.
Sundays usually is like a big thing around here.
Right. Now, so you got into this early on in your life, right?
Right.
How old were you when you decided, I'm going to ride a Harley?
Well, I always wanted one. When I saw one and I heard one, you know, Harley Davidson's got that classic sound to it. So I wanted one because it's an
not
exciting
just the sound.
Motorcycle.
Yeah, it's even a sensation. I mean, the other day on my street, a few of them rode down. The whole big building was shaking.
Oh, yeah. You know Harleys are coming down.
Yeah.
Here they come.
Yeah.
But that's cool.
So, you know, it's got a, you know, it's definitely got that exciting appeal to it. And I didn't start out on a Harley. Actually, I started out as a young child. I wasn't even supposed to ride, but I had a Vespa and then a Lambretta. And then I gradually graduated up to a Harley.
Nice.
And then at one point after, you know, working as an engineer for years, I thought, gee, you know, maybe I could get into the business. So at that point, it was easy to become a Harley dealer. If you qualify for a credit card back in 1976, you can qualify for a dealership. So I applied and got this dealership on a shoestring budget, and it turned out to be a lot of fun. And I didn't know it was going to turn into such a career, but here I am, you know, 36 years later, and still at it.
Yeah, so you decided to devote yourself to it.
I mean, yeah,
it's something
it became my life.
Blood,
but,
huh?
Yeah, but I've always liked two wheels and going fast on two wheels.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been involved in racing and stuff like that, and got some world records that we set up in Bonneville flat track races out there.
That's cool.
So it's you know, I like the speed, I like the excitement, and it's been a fun lifestyle.
Yeah, it's a feeling of freedom, huh? I mean, you're out there and the wind's blowing and everything. I can imagine that. You know, I mean, I never really rode a motorcycle, just a dirt bike, but I rode in the back of a couple of motorcycles, and it's a great feeling. It really is. It's just it intimidates me because I've seen a couple people die and stuff, you know. And it's but at the same time, you can't let fears dictate what you do either.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, well, there's an element of danger and fear and riding motorcycles, but then everything. I mean, living's dangerous, and we're eventually going to die from it. So, you know, what are you going to do? Stop living?
So die doing something you love, right?
You might as well have fun. Exactly.
The dying is not the problem. The problem is when you're almost dead, but you're not, you know. That's what scares me, you know. But, no, let's talk about pleasant things. So, how long has Harley been in business?
This is their 110th year anniversary. It's a big... It's really... It's one of the oldest manufacturing, motor vehicle manufacturing. It's right, you know, started out with Ford. So that's one of the, you know, heritage parallels that they have.
Yeah.
Harley.
So right at the turn of the century, huh? I mean,
1903.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Because, like, that's what I was looking at, too. I was like, it's going to be your 30th Love Ride next year, which is amazing. And that's the same celebration as the 110th anniversary next year. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's
it
really
should
cool
be a big year for Harley.
It should be a huge year. I'm in the 110th thing, too.
And hopefully we'll see you on a Harley on the 30th, on the Love Ride.
I got it. Well, I was going through this for sure, and I'm like, see this blue one? See, that's my style. The green blue.
That's an old pan hat.
I love that.
Yeah. Hold on just a second. We have a phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Tom Cotter calling. I was actually wondering if I was supposed to call in this morning.
No.
Tom Cotter, not this morning. We're both looking at each other going, no, I don't think Tom Cotter was supposed to call in. Oh, is it for Friday?
Yeah.
It's for Friday.
I jumped the gun. I'm very sorry, guys.
It's okay. No problem.
I couldn't wait to be on with you. Okay, I'm going to call you back on Friday morning like I'm supposed to.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's funny.
I know. He tried to call a couple times. I thought, well, maybe it's a caller wanted to talk about Harley, you know. But so go ahead. You were telling us about the bike that you like over there, that blue one.
Well, I forgot what I was saying.
The Peter Fonda one.
Yeah, it's really pretty. There's one that just came out, or it's coming out, that's like two tones that I really, I don't know what it's called or anything, but it's beautiful.
Right.
And it's, I don't know, it's blue.
Okay, you like blue. Okay.
It's like navy blue and another blue.
I noticed you got a blue shirt on or a dress on too.
I like, I like blue and green. They're my favorites. That's the bike that I was sitting on for like a lot of the photos, and I'm like, this one's pretty. I like this one.
I know it's hard. It's easy to fall in love with it, huh?
Oh, they're such pretty bikes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, freedom machines. That's what we used to call them, because you know, to get out there in open road and
it's
really such a great feeling of freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's about. I love going out there in the boonies and just get lost for days.
Yeah, huh?
My dad.
Me and my Harley.
Yeah. My dad goes on rides all the time. Like, he's got Harleys. Yeah, a couple of them. He loves his Harleys.
Nice.
And he and his buddies go riding and on the East Coast, but they do their Sunday thing. Otherwise, I'd have him come.
Cool.
Right.
Now, how many different models do they have today of motorcycle?
Oh, God, I don't. Many.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not like a car where there's only a few. you know, like Ford has maybe 10 models or something. You guys have a lot more than that?
I'm thinking there are some, just off the top of my head, some 16 different models in various colors.
Mm.
But then, you know, I'm not in the showroom floor selling every day. So.
Right. So you're not on top of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm top of the love ride. And I'm really here to ask all the audience out there that are on two wheels or even cagers, as we call them, automobiles,
right,
who want to come out and join us on a motorcycle event.
So it's okay if you have a motorcycle that's not a Harley. You can still come.
Absolutely. Still it's open them. On anyone on two wheels. It's
that's
you know
awesome.
You're welcome and four wheels, but you know it'll be a lot more fun if you are on two wheels.
Exactly.
Though.
Right. Yeah. Now you said that this, the fundraising is part of this. How do you guys raise the funds? Where does the money come
well,
from?
Well, we have sponsors, number of sponsors, and then the minimum donation fee to get in is $45, but we have people that raise, in the past we've mm-hmm. had people who've raised as much as $36,000.
Wow.
What they do is they find sponsors to sponsor them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a run-a-thon or
cool.
So they find sponsors, and then for that they get various incentives and prizes.
Right.
And cool. For every $10 additional that they donate, they get another extra opportunity ticket for the big drawing.
That's
and
really
then there's
cool.
a lot of prizes, a lot of fun involved. So you know, and then end of the day, you know, some people win that stuff, and but most people go home that they just not only participated in a motorcycle event that mm-hmm. was fun, but in some tangible way, it's also helping those less fortunate.
Right. Absolutely.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, this is cool. You know. Now, so are you the one that organized all this?
I was the founder. And it's just like one of those nails. You know, once in a while you hit it right and just drive it right through. And this is one of them. And from the start, we started out, you know, and we had only 420 riders, and we ended up raising $42,000. I thought, wow, $1,000 a rider, and these people just brought in more than the minimum. Each one of them. Some brought many times over, and then just kind of went on. And Love Ride 10, we realized, gee, now we're raising $1 million, and you know, and then so it's really gratifying. It's
that's amazing.
I really enjoy it.
How did you get Jay Leno involved? I mean, I know he's a big collector as well, but
well, Jay, you know, lives in our backyard. You know, we're in Glendale, he's in Burbank, and he's a motorhead. He likes hanging out with motorheads, and of course, he loves motorcycles. He's got an incredible collection of motorcycles and cars and stuff like that. So he was hanging out, and we invited. Back then, he was just a stand-up comic. He didn't have his own show. Every now and then, he'd show up Johnny Carson's show. So, but you know, he knew how to talk and you know do the mic stuff, and you know, so he gradually you know became our grand marshal and our spokesperson, we, you know, as he became more and more famous, he kind of stayed with us, and he's
awesome.
Supported us every year, so it's fun.
Yeah,
that's great. That's
sounds
really
good. So people have to pay $45.
They can get online and do it right online.
Okay.
Loveride.org or .com gets you there, or you can just show up on the day of the event, either at Castaic Lake or at Harley Davidson Glendale.
Right.
Or if you live out places near other dealers, then you can you know, join in with their groups, because many of them have their own rides from their own dealerships to Castaic.
And it's sort of like concludes at Castaic Lake from all the riders end up there. Yeah.
How many do you anticipate to show up at Glendale Harley?
You know, things have changed. At one point, we used to get 15,000-20,000 people.
Jesus.
But
so I'm gonna stay off the road. I live down the street.
We definitely you know, rumble the whole city. You know, and the whole 5 freeway kind of gets taken over by motorcyclists. I've always wondered, you know, when some tourist may be driving by, and then all of a sudden he's gonna, you know, be in this sea of motorcycles going up northbound. He's gonna say, "What the hell's going on?"
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're not anticipating that many people this year. You know, economy and a lot of factors, and we changed the whole format. So we kind of like it, and I'm expecting 5,000 to 6,000, 7,000 people this year.
Wow,
that's
and
a lot, yeah.
Talking about Jay Leno, in fact, he's opening up his little garage. His Jay's garage. You know, he's got like hundreds of cars and motorcycles, and that's one of the grand prizes. People get to go on a private tour Jay Leno's garage.
I would love that. Yeah.
So for those car fans, you know, those that don't even ride a motorcycle, if they really want to go see Jay's garage, well, this is an opportunity to get involved and go to Jay's garage and
That's
get a private
awesome.
Tour.
Yeah. That's so awesome.
I know. So but it's still private, right? I mean, he just opens it up to the winner, I guess, of the raffle.
He's a very generous man, and he opens his museum to groups of automotive design students from like the Art Center School of Design, Pasadena. They take tours. Opens his for various real enthusiasts that really want to see that old stuff.
I would love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So now I wanted to ask you if someone wants to get their first Harley Davidson. What are the things you want to look for in a motorcycle?
Well, you just want to, I mean, you probably have an idea what type of bike it is you're looking for. And
I don't. Like, for example, I would just know, okay, I want a Harley Davidson. I probably don't want a really big one.
Okay.
Would you want a sport? Would you want a, there's like...
So they have like sporty ones.
A Sportster. Yeah. And that's always a good start. Yeah. I'd like selling Sportsters, because I always knew that if I sold a Sportster, I'm going to sell a second bike.
Yeah.
You know, they get used on the smaller Sportster, and once they get all acclimated and feeling, comfortable on it, then they're going to want the big one.
Right.
And,
so you might as well just start with the big one.
Well,
right?
that's one way of looking at it. But then, it's kind of like you mentioned earlier, it's kind of good to get the feel of it gradually. So, that's good too. And then we have bigger bikes that are sportier, that aren't all dressed up and, what we call the garbage wagon with all the... saddlebags and the tour pack and the kitchen sink and what have you. They're really great to go touring on because, you got everything you need on that bike. You can be gone for months.
Right.
And
I would love that. And I'm sure a lot of people would dream of something
But like they,
that.
They do have the same kind of bike, but, all stripped down without the bags and all that are nice too. So,
yeah. Yeah. So now you said that bike is about $16,000. What is the least expensive? Is that the least expensive Harley Davidson you can get?
No. They start out the sporties start out at $8,000-$9,000.
Oh, okay. So
and,
that's not bad.
And they go up all the way to the big custom ones that are $34,000, and then they got the for those people that kind of forget put their foot down once in a while when they stop, and of course if you don't put your foot down then break an ankle or something.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Who would do something like
that? I have no idea.
So they even have three-wheelers. So you can forget about putting your... It's like a car.
Those. Yeah. Those looked really cool. Someone was driving them recently, and I was like... That's pretty slick. I would like that.
Yeah. And they sound like a Harley, and they're cool. So.
Now, do they race Harleys too? I mean, do they have speed racing and stuff like that?
Yeah. In fact, I was just at a race last weekend at Fairplex. It was a Grand National final championship race of the season.
Right.
Oh, wow.
These races start in March, and they do it on dirt. Mm-hmm. At the Fairplex, the same track that the horsies run on.
Oh, wow.
And it's a 5-8 mile track. And these bikes go 130 miles an hour or more on the straightaway.
Wow.
And then they kind of, slide in and drift into the turn.
Wow.
And, it's just about the most exciting race you'll ever want to go to.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a Roman chariot races, Ben-Hur and those guys.
With all the sand, the dust.
It's really, really exciting. If you've never been to a flat track race, check one out.
Wow.
Because I guess they change their tires too for like the dirt and all that.
They're kind of on the knobby side because they are on dirts, and some tracks are a little more cushier than others. Somewhere, but it's not. You don't want to. I don't want to take my garbage wagon or my full dresser on one of those. Although I did at this last race, I had the honor to take the flag and go around the track.
That's
And then bring it to the guy that sang the national anthem.
Oh, wow.
So that was a thrill.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Have you ever done like a cross country ride?
Oh, yeah.
With a bunch of people?
I have been up to Alaska twice.
Wow.
And then from Alaska one year, I started out and as far west as I could go, which is almost like going east, a little further beyond Russia, and then turn around and came back, went all the way to Boston and then back.
Wow.
So I've done trips like that, and those are real memorable and trips that I want to continue to go on doing. So I love getting out there on the open road.
I can't imagine, I mean, it becomes, I guess, when you own a motorcycle also, it becomes your life, right? I would say probably most people that ride also work on their own motorcycle and things like that
to
customize it, and right?
Yeah, many of them are gearheads. Of course, a lot of the newer guys, the only gear or the only tools they carry is the cell phone.
The rest they'll take to the shop. I'll fix it for me.
Yeah, that's okay, too. I mean, as long as you enjoy riding it. But it's fun, that you know how they work and... you can, in the garage and get all greasy and fix it. And once you fix it, there's such a feeling of accomplishment. Like, you fix your own ride. Now you're going to trust it and get on it and go somewhere.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
So let's promote your dealership, too. Now, you said you've been there since,
76.
76. Wow, that's a long time.
It's a really nice place. Yeah. They're huge.
Yeah.
They're all kinds of.
So are you like one of the biggest ones in the state, in the country?
Yeah, right up there. We're the best.
Yeah.
You'll be better when you hang my posters.
We'll make sure and get that on the window here soon.
Yeah, but no, she looked good in the clothing and everything. It looks great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it looked very good. So,
well, Harley Davidson clothing, especially on women, is really sexy. I mean,
I know. So,
all
where
that
do you buy those?
I mean,
where do you buy clothes for Harley?
They have them
at the dealership.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. We have a whole department that just sells motorcycle riding gear. Motorcycle leathers, jackets. Some are more fashion. Some are more practical. So you can find it all. Yeah.
Whatever you need. Yeah. And then they've got so many bikes that are there. They also have like a shop. The coolest thing that I thought was awesome is they also teach you how to ride. But one of the cool things, they have like the simulator. Mm-hmm. So you can if you've never ridden, you can go sit on this bike. And it was so cool.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't sit on it.
Simulator?
I don't know. What do you
call it? Kind of like a vibrator.
Okay. No, you went there. I didn't go there. You went there.
No, but I mean, Harleys do vibrate, but they got a nice vibration.
That, stands in there in that booth.
I know, and then you start it out.
What do you
and you
call
make
it?
Well, simulator,
okay,
or well, no,
he's just giving you a hard time.
I was like, I was right. Okay.
All right. Well, everybody, check out the Love Ride 29 to benefit the USO. And I know the USO is mainly known for sending entertainers to our troops overseas and things like that, right?
Helping them afterwards.
They do. That, and they do a lot more than that. They also help the GIs as they're returning home.
Yeah.
And in case, they should, God forbid, pass away, they have programs to assist the family through the crisis. And a lot of things, GIs get into a place and they need a ride from the airport. Mm-hmm. They'll set that up.
And oh, wow.
A lot of services.
That's really cool.
They've been around for a long time. And
Great. It's a great service you're doing. And so the ride is Sunday, October 21st, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Remember, it leaves from the Glendale Harley dealership. Where are you guys located?
On San Fernando Road, right close to Brand Boulevard. But all the information about how to participate and all that is really online loveride.org, and please come on out and join us and help us raise money for a great cause.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, I wouldn't have thought of going on something like this, but now I really want to go, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, this would be something nice to... Yeah, to start spending money on is a new Harley.
Yeah, well, you might even get a culture shock seeing all those bikers. You know?
I know.
It's, it's a new experience.
It's fun.
Not like going to a regular concert because this, these guys are all going to be on you know, bikes and
it's
leathers.
Like a,
and
It's like a nice, like I've been to Myrtle Beach Bike Week and Daytona and that's crazy.
Like you said, it's a subculture, you know?
It's fun. Oh, I meet all kinds of people and...
Yeah.
Like looking at the guys in the leather and the bikes.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Sounds good. Oliver, thank you so much from Glendale Harley Davidson. And it's the Love Ride 29. Don't forget. Don't miss it. $45 in advance, $50 at the door.
Yep.
And it includes free opportunity for to win a motorcycle. So, I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, Oliver, thanks again.
Thanks, thanks
to
so
you.
Much.
All the best.
Brigetta, pleasure. Thanks for having me out.
Of course. Brigetta, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Our listeners, thank you, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Oh, oh, happy birthday to Rachel Riley.
Oh, happy birthday, Rachel.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an L.A. Talk Radio production where we say what we want.